Put down your baby and pick up a beer. Dad Jokes is back with a brand new episode. I'm Jerry, joined here by Brandon, and you're listening to the podcast of two dads going through the journey of fatherhood while you all listen to us do it. Brandon, what is going on? It's been 2 weeks since we recorded. Normally we record every week, but I was out of town, so it's my fault, but we've been away from each other for a couple weeks.
95 episodes in today, Jerry. Dang. And we've been multiple weeks a few different times, more than a few different times, and this is the first time that it had anything to do with you. So congratulations.
I was due. Yeah. 95 episodes, man, and we're quickly approaching the century mark. That's gonna be one heck of an episode when we get there. But today's episode is gonna be fun. We're gonna talk about the main reason I was gone is because I was traveling on a plane with my kids to Seattle for my brother's birthday. And we're going to talk about that experience because there's a lot in that experience. It was the first time traveling with my two children on a plane. So there's a lot to go over there, a lot to unpack. But before we do that, we're going to kind of go over our weeks. Brandon, you'll go over your week. I'll go over my week other than the trip. And then we'll kind of hit on that. But first things first, as always, this is called Dad Jokes for a reason. Brandon, do you have a dad joke or do you want me to go?
I barely have a dad joke, Jerry. I'm not going to lie. Well, we were a part of a call right before this, and I hopped on Reddit, and I don't know why Jerry's thumbing it down. Yeah, I hopped on Reddit, and I'm picking the first one that we have. This could be recycled, but here we go. It does apply to me. That's why I stopped here. My girlfriend changed after she became a vegetarian. For those who don't know, my wife is a vegetarian. My girlfriend changed after she became a vegetarian. It's like I've never seen her before.
Oh, gosh.
I thought it was hilarious. It's like I've never seen her before. Her before. For those who didn't get it. All right. Let's get it. Herbivore.
Yeah, like doesn't eat meat, which is just, and this is probably just the wrong take to take, but how can you not like meat, man? Like meat is
she's
just
never had
good.
It. Her steak. By the time she was born, her parents were vegetarians. So it's actually steak. Like more weird for her to think that
has
how do we
fish?
Eat meat? No. Her dad actually, when I first started dating her, was a pescatarian, so he ate fish. Her mom was a straight vegetarian. At the time, they all ate like cheese and all that. Now her parents are vegan, but she's literally never intentionally had meat. She's like, people have messed up food before. She might order vegetable fried rice, get a piece of chicken in there, or something like that. But she's never had it, so she absolutely knows if like it's in there.
If it's
not
there,
in
right?
There. Yeah, it's not.
I don't know. We were in Seattle, and the seafood there was fantastic.
I love
you
seafood.
Know, freaking clam chowder place they got at Pike's Place. Oh my word, they got like 9 different kinds.
It's honestly so though, in this day and age, I don't think it's really difficult to be a vegetarian. When you're talking 20 years ago, 25 years ago, way harder. But
depends,
I mean, every place has
difficult. Like, yeah, you can do it, but it sounds miserable.
multiple times in my life, even before I met her. I went vegetarian for a year with my mom. She was doing something for health reasons.
And you didn't eat
and
fish
it wasn't hard.
Or like
no.
Seafood at all?
No. Actually, I stayed on
that
it.
Terrible.
My mom, we had committed to a year. My mom stopped after like 9 months, and I was like, I'm not stopping. I did it, and I finished after the year. Damn. Now, I wasn't healthy. I was going to Taco Bell eating like Nachos Bel Grande with no meat and like Veggie Delights. Seriously, it was good though.
No, man.
I did it the year we found out about Bryce. I did it for a year.
Chicken.
I actually was vegan for like 6 months.
Ball game, you need a hot dog. I mean, I'm sorry. More power to all of you out there. But
you know what's not gonna get me like just going on meat is hot dogs. You never gonna get me super excited.
Like a good Italian sausage at a
a good Italian sausage. No, it's not
great. I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyways, we'll go back. We'll go back to like what's going on this week because we're just not.
I also don't love steak. So
yes, because you not had good steak then.
Chicken and fish. Okay, I've had Ruth's Chris, the butter steak.
You had a bad Ruth's Chris.
It's fine. I like steak sauce more. I like steak.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, yeah, Brandon, what's been going
really
on with you guys?
Mad. Well, besides the fact that half of my family is vegetarian, two thirds. last couple of weeks, we made our annual trip to Grand Rapids to visit Kelsey's hometown apple orchard, Robinette's. It was great. Bryce is fun, and I'm gonna come back to this in a second. But we randomly FaceTimed Peyton yesterday because he saw a picture of her, and then kept saying her name like, Peyton, where are you? So I FaceTimed you, and we got to talk to Peyton for a little bit. But like seeing him around other kids and how much fun he has is so fun to me. So while we were at Robinette's, they had like a little playground with like a kid slide. It's like a slide is probably like 4 feet off the ground, metal slide. But he would slide down the slide, and then every single time, like clockwork, giggle super hard when he got to the bottom, jump, or his version of jump. The kid has no bounce. And when I say no bounce, no bounce. And then run to the back end of the slide, climb up the steps, and just do it over. He would have been on that slide literally all day. We let him do it for like 15 minutes straight, where he's just constantly running up and down the slide. It was fun. But they have a hayride there, so it was his first time like riding like basically like a horse-drawn carriage. We went through like the apple orchards, things like that. He got to see the horses. And then he had cider and donuts. No dunking allowed. Which was absolutely.
I'm gonna teach Bryce to dunk. Great. I guarantee I will do that.
He does love dunking stuff, but he for those who are just joining us, I do not like when people dunk like donuts in apple
cider.
You're
gonna lose this one because I don't like dunking Oreos and milk. Nope, kids love dunking. I'm gonna show him it once. He's gonna think it's cool, regardless whether he likes it or not. And then the game's over. He's just going
to
do it all.
At what point do you think we're going to an apple orchard together?
I will buy donuts, come over your house just to dunk them to show Bryce, and then leave them there.
Plot twist. I moved. You don't have the address. yeah.
I guarantee you this will happen at some point in time.
Yeah, whatever. So I took
video.
This week off of work because my parents are gone. They took their annual trip to Louisiana and Texas to visit my dad's family down there. And Kelsey used up all her vacation and PTO tending to me while I was out for surgery. So I took the week off. I've been hanging out with Bryce. This is like, I can't tell you how much I was looking forward to this week before this week started. I had all these like plans on like walks we were going to go on and playgrounds we were going to hit up. And then as soon as the week started, it got cold and started raining, and it's been raining for like 3 days in a row. So finally today we went on probably like a mile and a half walk around the neighborhood. I honestly went way, the initial plan was to go around the cul-de-sac, and then I just kind of kept walking, and I didn't think it through, cause it's probably like 56 to 60 degrees, but it was a little chilly, and I didn't prepare for it being chilly, but he was having a good time. I was having a good time. And then, you know, when you like, you get to like a halfway point, you like, I need to turn around, but it's like, is it closer to just turn around or to just finish like my little circle? And it was a bad dad move on my end. He was fine. But, if hindsight being 2020, I probably should have put him in a hat. But I didn't, so shame on me.
Now he's got a cold.
No, he doesn't. He should. He was in a good mood for the rest of the day, luckily. But speaking of his mood, I think Mike coined the phrase. It was the first I heard it. And Mike is your brother-in-law who we had on probably about 15 episodes ago. Said terrible twos and terrorist threes, and Bryce is entering the arena. And he's in between, and I don't know which one it is. It's funny because this entire ride, I've said probably for the last year, this is my favorite time. And like I'd say 80% of the time, it is still my favorite time. And then 20% of the time, I can't say what I was about to say. But 20% of the time,
I think I can imagine.
I don't want to be here anymore. this kid is crazy.
You got another one on the way.
Bro, it is insane. Like, so I was on the phone with, I've been at home, but I still get called 15 times a day from work. So I'm on the phone yesterday with my current boss, your former boss, and I'm looking at him because she hears him in the background, and she's like saying, "Hi, Bryce. Tell Bryce I say hi." Out of nowhere, he starts at the top of his lungs screaming. Nothing happened. Not a thing happened. He was screaming, I'm not joking, for like 40 minutes. I couldn't get him to calm down. And this is not a unusual, like, he's getting at the stage, I'm kind of rambling, but that's what I do. He's getting at the stage where he's like, he's starting to really, really understand things and put them into sentences. And a lot of them make sense, but a lot of them don't. And so he gets frustrated when he's not getting his point across. But I couldn't figure out what was going on. We come to find out, he kept saying something about his mouth. He had a canker sore, which I think he might have, like, bumped it. End up giving him, like, Tylenol, because they basically, you look it up, that's, like, the only thing that you can really do about it. He ended up being a little bit better. But I'm assuming that's what that was. But, I mean, he can be super happy one moment, and then you have, like, a 15-minute meltdown for no apparent reason. And it's because, I'll give you one more example, and then I'll move on to something else. Earlier today, he has, like, these goldfish crackers. And today, for some reason, he wanted the goldfish crackers. He didn't see the goldfish crackers because we don't have any of the goldfish crackers. But he walked over to where his, like, snack area is and pointed up and said, fish. I was like, I offered him 15 different things. No, no, fish. Nope, fish. No, fish. I was like, hey, I can't give you something that's not here, bro. I word for word said that. And I gave him something else. 15-minute meltdown because we didn't have fish.
You couldn't give him the fish.
It was, he knew what he wanted. But that's kind of the phase we're entering where from a dad perspective, I can just, like, imagine, like, my dad and my old dad, not this new creature that came after Bryce was born.
Grandpa, not grandpa.
Yeah, my dad, not Bryce's grandpa. Like, you don't give in. At least he wouldn't. So in the back of my head, I'm like, I feel like I can figure something out to get this kid to stop crying. But I also feel like he's going to, like, just get, for lack of a better way to put it, spoiled if you give in every time he. But it's a hard battle. It's a hard battle fight when it, because he is strong-willed, and it.
It is hard. We literally went through pretty much the exact same thing tonight at dinner. Peyton wanted dinner. I gave her, what did I give her first? I already gave her a banana. She didn't want a banana. I said, okay. So then I was like, I'll cut up strawberries. She didn't want strawberries. She's complaining. So finally I'm like, all right, I'll give her a yogurt because the kid freaking loves yogurt. So I gave her yogurt. I'm like, you need to eat more than just yogurt. So, you know, I'm trying to give her, like, some chili because we had chili. She didn't want the chili. Then I tried to give her a Hawaiian roll because she didn't want it. She wouldn't eat anything other than she ate the yogurt, right? And she's giving me the all done sign. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, are you sure? You didn't eat anything. But I'm like, whatever. So then she gets done and she starts wanting to go to the snack cabinet. And I'm like, no. And Macy's like, let's just give her some goldfish. Funny, fish, right?
Ah,
so I'm like, fine.
Fish.
So I give her some goldfish. She gets some fish. She's eating a few of them, stops, starts playing. I'm like, whatever. Then she goes back and starts screaming at the door again. And I'm literally having the same thing in my head. I'm like, this kid, I gave you 17 things. You didn't want any of them. I'm not opening this door to figure. I didn't even want to open the door because I'm like, I'm not figuring out what you do want. And I literally put the one, because I still had it on the table. I'm like, you can have this. You can have this. You can have this. You can't have anything else. And she starts, like, screaming and losing her mind. Luckily, it was only like a couple minute one. But same thing. I'm like, no, we're not playing this game. Like, you can't just pick and choose what you want. And they're all things she likes that I was giving her. It's not like stuff she doesn't like. She just decided she didn't want it tonight. So they're bizarre too. You know, like, and then another weird thing, Peyton loves baths. Randomly, we're giving her a bath tonight. We put her in. She starts freaking out like she's scared of something in the bath. but we don't know what. There's nothing in there, right? She's like freaking out, like she's scared, like losing her mind. So I think I figured it out, but I'm not even sure I was right. So I'll go into, when we get into our episode, like the core of it here, I'll kind of come back to this story because it has something to do with something else, but it was the weirdest thing. And this just happened today. Like she's freaked out. Like I've never seen her freaked out, but I think I know why, but, it ties into another story. So I'll get into that once we go over that, Brandon.
Well, that's a good segue for me, because one of my last few points was today. This is the first time I've ever seen Bryce actually scared of anything. I've never really seen him scared. There was a black piece of fuzz that fell off my sock. And Kelsey jokingly said, it's a spider. And we intentionally bought it so he wouldn't be scared of spiders. But it's like a Halloween spider that goes up and down. Right. So we've had it in our house's motion. He loves it. Like he runs over to it and says, like, make the spider go, basically. She told him this thing was a spider, and that's the only thing, like, recollection he really has other than books of a spider. And so I grabbed it because he was looking like he was scared of it. I was like, this kid, it's no way this kid's scared of this piece of fuzz. I put it on his leg. He starts getting, like, it's not a freak out. It was pre-freak out, like, where he started looking at it. He started moving his leg. He started jerking back and forth. And I was like, this ain't real, bro. This is a piece of fuzz. It's not a spider. He said, no, spider, no. I'm like, okay. So I grabbed it. I hand it to Kelsey. I was like, look, like it's not real. It's not a spider. No, spider. I'm like, okay.
I like how Bryce has a deeper voice than you in the scenario, too. He's got a deeper voice than you all. Son. He had puberty throughout the story. I'm like, what?
So I fake eat the spider, and he's looking around for this thing like he needs to know where it's at because he's freaking out. So we had to like kind of get rid of it, but he's afraid of fuzz spiders basically now.
That's great.
And then I mean the last real thing, we took family pictures this week. It was kind of half family pictures and a pseudo maternity pictures, but Kelsey won't admit that they were. So that went really well. It's probably my favorite. We only got a sneak peek so far, but it turned out really well. It's been my favorite session that we've had so far. She did a good job of capturing Bryce. So that's until I get to, I'll end there and we'll have a baby gear to go over a couple other things.
I like it. Well, Brandon, obviously the trip was a big part of kind of what's going on with us. But other than the trip, couple highlights. Peyton has been mostly good. Like I said, there's been some freak outs, but she's comprehending so much right now. It's really cool. And
she was talking a ton on FaceTime.
Starting to talk. Well, she babbles all day long, but most of the time it's 99.9%. You know, incomprehensible. But lately, actually, she's starting to say a lot more things that actually you can make out and make sense. So that's kind of fun. Including she's counting now. She can count to, she can count higher, but she only really says 1 through 3. But she'll like kind of do it with her hands. And then we do like every night we count to 4 to turn on her hatch because it's the 4th favorite and she does it right every time. So like she knows more than 1, 3, but she counts 1, 2, 3. In fact, she was at gymnastics today and Macy said she climbed on the slide and went 1, 2, 3 and then slid down. So that's kind of cool. So she's doing that. She knows her colors pretty well now. Like if I go hand me the blue one, she almost is always right, or hand me the red one. So that's kind of fun that she kind of understands her colors. Cause we worked on them for a long time, but you could never really tell. But now I think she gets it for the most part. Avery had oatmeal today for the first time, so that was kind of cool. She hated it because it's Avery and she hates everything.
I got Bryce oatmeal today. He wouldn't even touch it.
Yeah, no, she was not a fan. It was cute though. She's sitting in the high chair. But Avery and I'll go into her on the trip. But other than the trip, she's been extra angry Avery lately. She is not. Been a happy baby, has not slept well at all. And I mean, not to just where she's waking up, but to where she won't go down for like an hour and just screaming. Like, not even just, like, kind of, like, screaming. I don't know if it's a leap. I don't know if it's a sleep regression. I don't know what it is, but the kid is just mad. Yeah, she is mad. This has been a rough couple weeks. And Avery is just an angry child. As we said, she's angry Avery. I think the kid's going to be the sweetest, like, toddler of all time because she's so mad right now. I'm just convinced myself of this. But she's just angry. This kid, I mean, I swear, she... My mom had her the other day, and I came home, and I was like, how were they? She goes, Avery was so angry the whole time. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like her. She goes, she just fell asleep for the first time since you were gone. I was like, yep, she's that's who she is. She goes, she screamed the whole time we were in Meijer. I was like, yeah, that's Avery. What couple cool things, though, is this is the age where they can see, like, as far as we can see, like, as adults. And you can tell. It's kind of cool. She, like, will recognize stuff, or she'll get, like, startled, or she'll see your face, or she'll, like, stare at things. That's kind of funny. She's definitely laughing a lot more and talking a lot. Like, she's got a super raspy voice, so it's super cute. I can't, like, mimic it, but it's just funny. Like, I'm like, what are you saying, bro? She's just funny when she'll just talk randomly for a long time. But it's kind of cute. Peyton has been a little bit weird randomly lately with, like, things. Like, so, like, when Macy will go to work, and let's say I'm home, and then Macy comes home, she, like, will act like she's scared of Macy and only wants to be by me. But then if the flips and the next day Macy's home and then I come home from work, she does the exact same thing to me. And she'll do it with grandparents. It's just weird. It's like whoever's not with her during the day, she, like, I don't know if she's mad at them, so she acts scared, or she's, I don't know. It's weird. She just started this, like, a couple weeks ago, but she'll, and she does it to everyone. It's not like one or two people. It's like whoever comes home last, she acts like she doesn't want to be by them for at least like 10, 15 minutes. And then she's fine, but it's weird. And then, she's also decided that she doesn't like shoes again. So that's fun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So that's fun. And the last thing other than the trip was we did go on a boat ride on my dad's boat before we left for the trip when it was still nice out here in Michigan. And normally Peyton is terrible on boats because she hates life jackets, which it started that way. But then we ended up convincing her to use a different life jacket that my dad had that was thinner and kind of distracted her with stuff. And she all of a sudden was good, and she did good the whole entire boat ride after that, which was fun. Except for she had some crayons and was coloring on a coloring book on the pontoon boat. And at the very end, as we're coming back into the dock,
water get
she
on
took
it.
The crayons and threw them
overboard. Oh.
The whole thing of crayons and just threw them into the water. And then was like looking down like, oh, where'd they go? So that was fun.
They going bye-bye.
Yeah, they went bye-bye. So, but no, that was cool. And Avery did pretty good on the boat too. So that was a good time. But, yeah, Brent, that's kind of been our week, and then obviously the trip was a big thing, but we'll go into that here in a second. But before we do, you said you had a piece of baby gear?
Yeah, so I've been, like I said, I was super excited for, like, Bryce to be here. So in my mind, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna have some parks up during the day. Well, school's back in session, and those are the parks that I know. And I don't think you're allowed, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I don't really think you can go on, like, school grounds while school's in session.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I just assumed that you couldn't. And it's been raining anyway. But, so, and I've been, like, kind of working through Bryce and his attitude day by day. But today I had a great idea. Him and I, so, one thing I didn't mention, we pulled the Nugget couch and his, like, the slide that goes with it up to the main room this week while I'm with him, just to give him something else to do in our, like, our main floor. So that's been pretty fun. So after mom gets home, this is probably like 7:30. We're winding down for the night, and him and I are, like, just laying on the Nugget looking up at the ceiling, and I'm telling him about, like, we're imagining stars on the ceiling, and he keeps saying, like, he's going there with me. It's fun. It's like we're having, like, a moment. And I'm like, look at the stars. Do you see the stars, Bryce? Look at the lights. Yada, yada. So he keeps saying, look at the stars. And then I remember, we have the VTech Baby Little Critter Soothing Starlight Polar Bear upstairs that
yeah,
I sometimes
we
use.
Yeah, that too.
And that's something that I've used, like, occasionally. Actually, not occasionally. I've used it a decent amount putting him to bed. But I'm like, I wonder, we have pretty tall ceilings in our house, like really tall ceilings actually in our main room. And I was like, I wonder if we turn all the lights off in the house, if we turn all the lights off in the house, can this thing reach the ceiling? And like, we can actually do this. So I ran upstairs, got it. Kelsey obliged. It was dark outside already. We turned all the lights off. And then as a family, we kind of just, she was on the couch, me and Bryce on the nugget, and we're just looking up. And we spent like 35 minutes looking at the stars, which is a different way than that thing is like meant to be used. But it was super fun. I feel like he's, he was like saying stuff like, "Daddy, look at the stars," which is fun. It was super cute. Like, it was kind of one of those moments that you like hope leaves an impression, but also you never really want to end. So that it works great at night when you're putting them to bed in a dark nursery, but it also has, if you turn on the lights off and it's dark outside, it has some ability to get up to some pretty tall ceilings. So the VTech baby little critters soothing starlight polar bear for $19.59 on Amazon right now.
We have that. We might have to try that, but I'm just impressed. Bryce had that attention span. He's at 35 minutes. I think if I got 35 seconds out of Peyton in one spot, I'd be impressed. But
I mean, he's in a room that he's never seen really dark, completely pitch black other than stars, and the stars are changing colors. I feel like, I mean,
that's true.
It helped.
Yeah. Our baby gear for the week, I had a couple things, some stuff related to the trip. One thing I'll touch on kind of when we go over everything, but, two things that aren't, well, one's kind of related to the trip and one's not, but the first thing is Peyton has recently, and she's kind of always been, but especially recently, been obsessed with stickers. Like, if you can buy stickers, it will keep your kid entertained for a very, very long time. And she loves stickers. She does not understand. She understands them, but she thinks it's cool to put like stickers over each other. So she'll just stack stickers and then she'll like put them on her. And then she'll be like, "No, they belong on Dad." And she wants all the stickers on Dad. But then it's like, "No, they belong on Sissy." So they puts all the stickers on her sister. So, but she loves stickers. And so much so that when we were on the plane, we gave her some stickers and she was putting them over her eyeballs. Like, she literally was putting them like on her like eyelids.
That sounds worse.
Covering her whole face. Yeah. So that was, if you want something cheap that you can, get your kids that like legitimately will not cost you much of anything is stickers. You know, even if you get coloring books that have stickers in them, that's something great. So that's one. The other thing, for baby gear that we did use on the plane, and that is you can get little kind of noise canceling headphones or like earmuffs, if you will, that you can put over like babies. And we use that for Avery on the plane. The ones that we used are from BBT Care. They're called baby headphones. They're pink. They're 4.6 on Amazon, 14,879 reviews. And they're like $18 on Amazon. But basically, they help when you're taking off and landing. They're supposed to help like because babies' ears can hurt really bad. And I mean, we used them and it seemed to work. So, I mean, that was something that was pretty positive. So, and she doesn't freak out when they were on her. And they actually last till a couple years old. We could have technically put them on Peyton, but she has like normal headphones we used. So anyways, those are a good piece of baby gear too that we had used for the first time. You can also use them if you're like at a concert or if you take your baby to like a noisy event. Maybe you're taking your older kids to a show and the baby's with you. You can put them on them so that their ears aren't getting hurt by loud noises, things like that as well. So, and they make them in all different colors too. If you got boys or girls or just are picky about colors, you can get about 10 different colors in them. So that's my baby gear, Brandon.
Hey, turn up. Bryce, I saw him playing with stickers for the first time ever today. It's crazy that you mentioned that. He had an eventful day today. He probably did. 15 stickers out of a coloring book he had, and he put them all on himself, like on his clothes, and stacked them basically all together. Yeah. And then wanted to call Peyton his pawpaw stickers to show him.
Yeah, Stickers are cool. I mean, although I am getting sick and tired of finding them in my carpet randomly everywhere, because Peyton has a lot of stickers, and she likes to use them. They're all over the house.
Yeah, I had to watch them because Riley will eat them.
Oh. But yeah, Brandon, let's get into today's kind of topic, if you will. And we're going to talk about traveling, specifically on a plane with kids and just travel in general. And basically, we're going to use the trip that I just had to kind of go over my experience and then just certain things that maybe I noticed and questions you might have. But yeah, we flew to Seattle for my brother's wedding. And this is something we found out about the wedding. They weren't engaged for a super long time. I want to say it was like maybe 6-8 months that we knew we were going to Seattle for the wedding. Actually, probably like 6 months. And I won't lie, Brandon, you know me, I'm a planner. I'm someone that likes stuff. Like I don't like to be anxious about stuff. I like to like know what's going to happen. I like to have things planned out so that I'm not nervous about things.
You've been nervous about this thing for months.
Forever. I mean, this thing has been, I've been more nervous about this than literally changing jobs and all this other crazy stuff going on in my life. This has been weighing on me because really you can plan and you can do, but when you're dealing with two kids, especially two kids at the ages my kids are on an airplane, there's so many variables and there's just so many things that can happen that you really, some of it's just chance and luck, even if you do everything right. So
remind the people how old your girls are.
Yeah, so Avery was not, she's 4 months today, so she was under 4 months when we flew, almost 4 months old, and then Peyton is a couple months away from being two, so she's under 2 years old. And I did look this up, but they say the worst age to travel with a child is between 12 to 18 or 12 to 24 months, depending on what
you're talking about. I thought you were about to say 4 months right around to that. 2 years.
No. But it makes sense because they say around the 12 to 18 or the 12 to 24 is when kids are first like really mobile and they don't like to sit still. They like to be moving and they don't quite understand how to like stay in one place, which makes sense. But anyways, so I've been super nervous about this trip, but we did a lot of research. We tried to like stack the deck in our favor, and I'm going to go over kind of our trip. You know, mostly it was good, Brandon, but there's definitely some highs, some lows, and just some chaos. But basically what happened is the day that we left, we had a flight in the middle of the day. And our thought process was there was a couple of different flights, but we thought the middle of the day would be good because that's during Peyton's nap time. And we thought, okay, she might get tired and sleep for an hour or two of the plane ride, which will kill some time because it's a 5-hour flight from Michigan to Seattle. And that didn't work out super well, but I'll get into that. But anyways, that was our thought process. So the morning of the flight, we wanted to park at the airport, which I've never done before because usually I just shuttle in, but I didn't want to shuttle with all of our stuff and two kids that I couldn't put in car seats on a shuttle. It's because you got to drive on the roads and stuff. I don't know. I just didn't feel great about it. So I'm like, I'll park at the airport, right? So we get up. We're getting all our stuff together. We're running a little behind schedule, but I'd set up enough time where I'm like, I'm not stressed out about it. We drive all the way to the airport, which is like an hour and a half drive. And I go to park in long-term parking, and they're like, we're full. I'm like, what?
Wow.
They're like, we're full. And so they're like, you can park at this other lot, which is like 10 minutes away. And I'm like, well, that's the whole reason I didn't do one of these other shuttles.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is there another option? They're like, well, you can do short-term or you can do valet parking. And I go down to valet parking. I'm like, how much is this a day? They're like $47 a day. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Is there another option?
Well, listen. So the lady goes, hey, I'm going to tell you a secret. You can park in short-term parking, and it's cheaper than here, and you can stay longer. You'll be fine. Okay, so we did that. But then I had to find a spot on short-term parking. But we find a spot. And then once we park, I'm going to create a scene here, Brandon. We get out of the car. And I have to get Peyton's car seat. I have a car seat carrying bag where basically the bag holds the car seat like a backpack. So I get that bag out. I grab Peyton's car seat. I put it in the bag. I throw some diapers in there and some golf shoes in the extra packaging because we're going to check this. This is going to be checked on the plane at the gate because you're allowed to do that without any extra cost when it's a car seat. So I put that on my back. Then I have like a personal item, which is basically like a laptop bag where I have a bunch of stuff for the girls in it. I put that across my body because it's like got like a shoulder strap. Then I have a large suitcase for the trip that's got my stuff and some of the girl stuff in it. Macy has a large suitcase that has some of her stuff and some of the girl stuff in it. Two large suitcases. Then we have a diaper bag, which is my big diaper bag, which Macy puts on her back. Then we have a little backpack for Peyton with toys and stuff in it because she wanted to have a backpack. Then we have a carry-on bag as well with some stuff in it that we have there. And last but not least, a stroller that we're bringing. Yeah, so we're pushing it. It's just, and you know, Peyton can't do anything. So we put Peyton in the stroller. Macy's got one bag on her back. She's got the baby that she's carrying on in the Kalugo on the front of her. And then she's carrying her carry-on and pushing the stroller. I have the car seat on my back. I have the strap bag on my one side. And I have both big suitcases. And we're pushing them through the parking lot and across the terminal.
So normally, finally, Jerry, people see me coming in the airport and they like, they holding their breath like, I hope I don't sit next to this dude because I'm big. They right. looking at you with these kids and all these packages and just, good luck. You setting the scene, though. Keep going.
Yeah. So then we get to the airport and we check the two big bags, which helps out tremendously, right? Good news is Peyton's being good in her stroller because sometimes she's weird in a stroller, but she's being good. She's not freaking out. The baby is starting to cry. And she's freaking out as we're going through security, which Macy signed us up for Clear, you know, which is like the faster version.
Yeah.
And it was like a free trial. So that kind of helped us. But while we're trying to get that finished,
should have got right there.
Well, but it was kind of a long story because you had to like finish your setup process there. So that took a little bit of time and Avery's crying during it. So then we get through the airport and of course our terminal is like on the far end. And you can't take like the tram because you can't climb stairs. You have to take elevator everywhere because you got a stroller, you got stuff, right? So let me back up for a second too. When we go through security, we finally go through security. The first time, it works okay, except for Macy had to bring some milk because we knew it when we were down there that someone was going to have to feed the baby while we were going to be away for part of the wedding. And so they, of course, stop and want to look through Macy's bag because they freak out anytime there's that, even though you tell them. But the annoying part was that I didn't expect is I had to take the car seat and all the crap in the car seat carrying bag out. And like, so that was annoying because I had it all packed and ready to go. Yes. I had to take it all out. So that was annoying. Plus my shoes off and everything. And you got the kids.
That's
crazy.
But
anyways, it wasn't too bad. We got that done. Walk all the way down to this long terminal, trying to get the kids food. Trying to get us food. Then we got to check my car seat bag and the stroller at the front so they can check, they can put that on the plane. But most of that goes pretty well. Then we get on the flight, and during the flight to Seattle, at first Peyton was kind of freaking out. Like she's like, okay, I want to be held by dad. I want to sit on dad's lap. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a long flight. But luckily, after we took off and after a few minutes, I kind of got her in, next to me into her seat. Like I moved the armrest up and she started to do good. And then I put on like Miss Rachel on her iPad or something like that. And she put her headphones on and she started to kind of like be like, okay, I can be in my own seat. So that was nice. And then during the plane ride, most of it went well for Peyton. She did pretty good, except for it was during her nap time and she didn't want to nap. But we tried to like, I don't want to say we tried to make her nap, but we tried to like set her up to nap where we got her a blanket. She likes to sleep with a blanket over her head. So she had the blanket over her head. She's laying between me and Macy because we had the whole row, all three seats for us. But basically she's just kicking us and like keeps like jumping on Macy or jumping on me or like just being super restless. And she's not being loud, but it's just kind of like, you know, not enjoyable for me or Macy, but she's not being super bad. And then, you know, after
but
that,
you had plenty
we
of
started
room.
Giving her, yeah, we, yeah. Well, so we ended up getting out a bunch of, like we got her like coloring books and we got her stickers and stuff. And she started playing with those and that kept her busy. And then Avery was, hit and miss. So she was mostly good, but she did have a few moments where she was kind of screaming and kind of loud. And we had to like calm her down with like gas drops, or Macy had to feed her. Or she would get restless. We had to pass her back and forth, but she was, I said after the trip, I said Peyton was a B+ and Avery was like a C on the flight to Seattle, which Avery might've been a little bit better than
you would have taken that. You told me B-
was definitely
overall
taking it. Maybe that, yeah, that's there about what it was. And, the good news too, was there was a bunch of other kids on the plane. So we weren't the people with only kids. There was lots of kids and some kids were making noise, and cracked across the aisle from us, there was a little boy. So it wasn't too bad. Like, I will say, I think that we tried to like entertain Peyton with a bunch of things that weren't necessarily the iPad or the TV screen in front of her, because we got all the stuff. We probably would have been better off just letting her watch whatever, you know what I mean? Cause it probably would have just been easier and better for all of us, but we wanted to try other things. And so it wasn't bad, but it could have been better. But anyways, we get done with the flight. The flight I'm thinking, great, we're in Seattle now. Well, we find out for our rental car, we have to take a shuttle. So now we get all this luggage that
that's
we had.
That's exactly what you were trying to avoid in Detroit.
Correct. And had to load it all onto a shuttle and drive down the road to this rental car place. Then we had to get to the rental car counter. Then we had to get to the car. And the funny part is, when I finally get to like the guy, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in my car. He's like, did you check in? I said, yeah. They said, I already did online. Well, can I see your thing? He goes, oh, you didn't. I go, the guy literally just told me I'm good. He goes, oh, okay. Will that car over there work for you? Just points at a car. I'm like, sure. He's like, okay, go ahead, take it. It's in the keys are in the console. I'm like, okay. The most like nonchalant thing of all time.
Yeah,
it was like
I've
a Toyota Highlander.
Never. Oh, man.
That
would work
a fine
for
car.
You. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I paid for a car seat.
You were in
like
a Chevy Cavalier or something.
No. So I'm like, I paid for a car seat. He goes, oh, okay, I'll bring you one. So he comes out with like a bag of the car seat. I'm like, okay. So then we get everything set up and then we go to the hotel.
That car seat wasn't clean.
No, and the car seat was a trash car seat too. So, you know, we had paid.
What kind
anyways,
of car seat was it?
I don't know. It was terrible though. It kept her safe. So whatever, but it was trash. Is it, we get to the hotel, I make sure we get two packing plays in the room, which they didn't have. They told me they did, but they ended up getting me them, so it was all fine. And then the biggest thing about traveling to Seattle is they're 3 hours ahead of us, or behind us, sorry, behind us. So, you know, when we land, it's like 3 o'clock there, but it's actually 6 o'clock for the kids, you know? And this time difference was a big deal. So we were all hungry. We go get some food. And then we get back from food, and it's like 6 o'clock Seattle time, but it's like 9 o'clock our time.
It's past bedtime.
Right. So it's like bedtime, but it's also like it's 6 o'clock. You know, what do we do? So we end up trying
to go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, we did. We kind of got ready for bed. And the funny part was Macy got this slumber pod thing. And this is another like piece of baby gear. And we got it from a friend, so we didn't buy it or anything, but it's called a slumber pod. But basically what it is it's a tent that goes over a pack and play, and you can zip it up and down. That's what it is, right? Which at the time I was like, I don't understand why we're bringing this. But I honestly was happy we did, because what happened is we kind of had like one of the rooms that had two rooms. It was like a room that we slept in, and then there was like a second room where we had the pack and play where we kept Peyton in. And there was like sliding doors in the middle. So it was kind of nice. So we put Peyton in there with the baby monitor and put the slumber pod over her pack and play. And Peyton doesn't do well in pack and plays, and she doesn't do well sleeping in other places. So I was kind of nervous. So I'm rocking Peyton. She's clearly tired. She didn't take a nap. I lay her down. She starts to freak out. I'm like, great. So we have the slumber pod. I don't zip it up all the way. I stand outside and I'm like, Peyton, I'm right here. Lay down. I put her back down and put the blanket over her head. And it was funny, Brandon, there was a chair right next to this pack and play. And that first night I stayed in her room for a little bit, and she probably like 7 or 8 times would pop up, look out through the slumber pod with like a blanket draped over her head just to make sure I'm there.
That's the cutest.
Not saying anything,
do anything.
She'd just look at me and I'd go, I'm right here. And then she'd lay back down. She did it like 7, 8 times. Finally, like she didn't do it for a while. I left the room. She was good the rest of the night. And honestly, the rest of the trip, she slept perfect in that thing. It was like she just needed to know like she was okay there.
Yeah.
So that worked out well. And then
that's the
Avery slept in a pack and play.
Too.
Yeah, it was funny. It was super cute. And then Avery slept in a pack and play in our room. And the first night she was terrible. She's been in the house she's been the last few days.
Nonchalantly call her terrible all the time.
Oh, she's terrible. But after the first night, I will say Avery was the good one on the trip. She slept good the rest of the trip, like really, really well. She was good most of the time during the day. She was good when other people were holding her. And she was good the day of the wedding, which Peyton was not.
Peyton in the wedding?
Peyton was in the wedding.
Okay.
So the first full day we were there was like the rehearsal and stuff. And the girls did mostly good. I mean, they had moments, but it wasn't too much different than when we were at home, right? They had some moments that were good, some moments that were bad. We went out at night. It was, you know, they were hit and miss, but they were mostly good, right? And they both went to sleep well that night. I couldn't complain too much. I don't think Macy would complain that much either about that day. But Friday was the day of the wedding. And I had plans because I was the officiant and the best man. So in the morning, I had to be with my brother. We went on like a little golf thing. And then we were all getting ready at his buddy's house. And then I had to go basically onto a party bus that they were doing ahead of the wedding because they were doing pictures around town because they did like a first look type thing. So I wasn't going to be around the kids very much. And Macy had him in the morning. But then she was going to be on the party bus as well. So then my mom and stepdad were going to watch the kids. So everything's going on. The kids were being a little crazy for Macy in the morning, but nothing too crazy. But then when my mom got him, I told my mom, and it's hard to do this because my mom wasn't just watching my kids. She was also watching my sister's kids too. And I said, Mom, if there's any way you can get Peyton to take a nap, please get her to nap. Because the ceremony is at 5:30, which is 8:30 our time. And if she doesn't nap, she is going to be a nightmare.
Uh-oh.
I was like, please get her a nap. She goes, I'll try to get her a nap.
Hey, everybody, listen. She didn't get her I nap. Haven't heard this story. Okay, that's what I'm about to say. That nap didn't happen.
No. That nap did not happen. Not 1 minute, not 10 minutes, not nothing. It didn't happen. So we go on this party bus, and at this point, we don't know.
How soon did you know she didn't nap after you saw her?
0.1 seconds. So we get back to the hotel, and we were supposed to go to the hotel, get them changed, and then drive to do pictures. We get back to the hotel, and Peyton is not having it. And I'm like, this kid didn't nap. She's just angry. And we're trying to scramble to get ready. We're running late. We're putting her in car seat. She's just mad. We get to the venue, which we're supposed to go inside and take pictures with everyone because Peyton's in a flower girl dress, right? She's in the wedding. I'm in the wedding. Both her and I are supposed to be in a bunch of these pictures. And my brother and his wife now, they bought Peyton for a flower girl. They brought her a cute little necklace with a P on it. So I'm trying to put the necklace on Peyton. I get it on her. I kid you not, that kid grabs it and yanks it off her, breaks it. Just yanks it and breaks it. I'm like, that's nice. And she's just screaming. So we get inside the venue, and everyone's there ready for pictures. And I'm not kidding you. Peyton is screaming at the top of her lungs. Macy's got Avery. I'm supposed to be in these pictures helping out. I'm trying to take care of Peyton. She won't calm down for anything. Food's not making her happy. Videos. Bluey's not making her happy. Nothing's making her happy. She is just miserable. I take her outside. I finally kind of get her. We get to the point where literally Macy borrowed a binky from my sister, which Peyton hasn't had a binky in like 6 months, because we're like, maybe that'll help, right? Finally, we get to the point where she's kind of calm, but she does not want to take pictures. I got her in one picture with like the entire family. She's crying, but I'm holding her, but she wouldn't let be held by anyone else, so I couldn't be in a lot of these pictures. She didn't get a single picture as the flower girl with my brother on his wedding, which is also her godparent. And I'm just like, great. But this is all before the actual wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So now she's supposed to walk down the aisle as a flower girl. Luckily,
did they have any alternate
older nieces? Okay. Well, they had two of my older nieces are also flower girls. But I'm like at the point where she's like hysterical. Macy's got the baby, and Peyton's got to be like back towards like where they're going to walk down. But
and
I
you
can't
gotta,
be with
you
her because I'm walking down
the
aisle
wedding.
Too. Correct. So I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if she's going to walk down the aisle. I can't help her because I'm back here doing my thing. Macy can't really help her because she's got the baby and she's got to be sitting. So luckily, my oldest, my goddaughter, Ari, she's seven, was one of the flower girls too. She got Peyton to walk down with her slowly and not very straight down the aisle because Peyton had we got her a little sippy cup with Marshall from Paw Patrol on top. And she carried that down the aisle with her, kept her happy. And she walked down the aisle and she did pretty good. She wasn't crying. And then she was a little bit fussy at first when someone grabbed her, but then she ended up doing good for the rest of the ceremony. Although in the middle of the ceremony, I did hear Avery start crying and that gave me a little PTSD for about 10 to 15 seconds. But then she calmed down because my one sister ended up grabbing her while Macy grabbed Peyton. But yeah, it was chaos. So then the wedding gets done. The wedding's beautiful, went really well. We go to the reception and Peyton's starting to calm down, but she's overly tired. Cause now you're talking, it's like 10 o'clock our time, right? She's
ready
it.
for a bit.
So my brother had a venue that had chairs and tables and booths. And we had a booth and luckily Peyton ended up cashing out on this booth with
that
a blanket overhead and just slept. It was super clutch. But Avery, a bunch of people wanted to hold her, and she just partied all night. She was awake, but wasn't crying, and this girl stayed up to like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. our time. It was crazy, and was good, though. So that went well. And then the next day, we traveled around town some. That went fairly well. Nothing too crazy. And then on the flight back, a couple points, because I know we're going a little bit long here, but a couple points on the flight back.
This story's been great. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, on the flight back, we learned our lesson. We let Peyton basically just watch the movies and stuff, and she was pretty much good the entire time. She randomly got like mad at stuff a couple times, but she was like really good on the way back. And then Avery slept like 3 hours straight, so she was great. Now, when she woke up, she was kind of mad for like a little bit, but she was honestly really, really good on the flight back too. The flight back, as far as that portion went about as good as possible. One thing, though, that was not good as possible is when we went through security again, had to take the car seat out, do all that. We're walking through the metal detector, and I got Peyton in my arms because Macy has...
You had to go through the metal detector?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is part of my annoyance. So I have to go through the metal detector. Macy goes through with Avery. She's good. I go through with Peyton. It goes off. Sir, you got to go back through. Okay.
She left a piece of that necklace in her pocket.
I have nothing. I'm not kidding you. We go through like 10 times. It keeps going off. Finally, she goes, I'm going to need you and your daughter to go through separately so I can figure out which one it is. I'm like, okay, she's not two. She's under 2 years old. She goes, well, do you think she'll go through by herself? I said, no, I don't. And this lady is not nice. And she clearly doesn't
they
have
never
kids.
Are.
And she's like,
and she
she's
probably
like,
does.
Yeah, she probably does, but like then she should know, but she clearly didn't. She's like, will you try? So I'm trying to get Peyton to go through this scary machine in an airport by herself through, and she's like, no, right? Like Peyton's not going to do it. So finally I'm like, Macy, can you try calling her through? And Macy's trying calling her through. She's freaking out. Peyton starts getting upset, right? She's been good this whole time. And I'm like, she's not going to do it, right? So finally, after we're trying to get her to go through, Peyton this whole time has had like an empty pouch that she's been like playing with because she finished it when we got to the airport because she was hungry.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the applesauce pouch set off the metal detector. And the lady goes, oh, whatever's in the applesauce there, that's what's setting it off. Can you throw that away? So I throw it away and we're fine. Yet she saw it was in freaking Peyton literally is sucking on it, like hanging onto it with her teeth the whole time. Like you knew she had this thing. Why would you not have said something 20 minutes ago? So this whole process takes like 20 minutes, and Peyton went from being great to being terrible because of this stupid lady.
I was so mad. My thought is I would never eat that applesauce again.
No kidding. So the other thing is everyone behind us is looking at us like, what the heck? Hurry up, people.
Skip down.
And like, it was terrible. And I had a bunch of family actually on the flight back. Like the way down there, no one was on the flight with us, but on the way back, we had a ton of people. And we were like the first ones there, and then they all got through security before us. So... anyways, but that was a little bit annoying. And then when we got back to, doing the whole car rental thing too, was a little bit obnoxious. And then we had to drive an hour and a half home finding our car and getting there. It took a long time, but it ended up being decent. The other things too, Brandon. So we get down, Macy's going to be pissed. I told you this. So we get down to Seattle or over to Seattle. And the first day, Macy had the kids for a lot of the day because I was doing stuff with my brother. And I get back and she goes to me. And when I first see her for the first time, she goes, she says something to me and she goes, "Oh, and I think I might have hit the rental car." And I go, "What?" I said, "You think you might have hit the rental car?" She goes, "Yeah, I might have hit it on the post where you got to get into the gate where you swipe your card." I said, "Well, how bad was it?" She goes, "I don't know." So I'm mad because here's the thing.
You might want to stop.
Anyone who knows
you
me,
might want to stop.
Yeah. Well, anyone who knows me knows that my car has been damaged like five
you
or six
might
times.
Want to stop.
I've never once been driving, ever. I've never been the one. It is never me.
I'm trying to help you out, dog.
The best part is, though, the reason I think it's funny is because she goes, "I might have hit it." I go out to the car. This thing is jacked up.
Oh, no.
Brandon. I mean, it's jacked up. I'm like, "You might have hit it. It's like four panels." She goes, "Oh, yeah, I definitely hit it." So now I'm mad, but I'm trying not to be mad. But I'm like, how much is this going to cost? And like, what am I going to do? So the best part, too, is when we get back to turn the rental car in, because it's kind of crazy. Macy told my mom when she asked, like, "What did they say about the damage or whatever?" She goes, "I stood in front of it." I'm like, "Yeah, like that was going to help us. Like, they're not going to look over the whole." So I haven't got a bill yet. I will see what happens with that. I'm sure I'm going
to
get.
When we get off of this, I'm going to talk to you about the Capital One Venture X.
Well, that's the thing, too. I have an American Express card I put it on, and I think they have coverage.
You have
hoping
rental
that
coverage.
That can save me. Yeah,
you have rental coverage.
Yeah, I think I'm good, but I just got to figure that out. So, but that was also part of our fun down there. So I was like, "What just happened?" Like, the kids are being crazy. Anyway, long story short, the traveling went fairly well. But I will tell you, Brandon, traveling with two kids under two, plane ride aside, it's a lot. Like, we got in the car to drive back home finally from the airport, and Macy literally looked at me and goes, "I need a vacation," because that's true. Like, this was supposed to be our vacation, but we needed a vacation from our vacation because it's a lot of work. Because you got to schedule around nap times, you got to schedule around them eating, you got to, you know, and you're doing activities with other adults, but like everything's centered around these kids. If you go out to eat, you got the kids running around like crazy. If you're going downtown, you got to make sure they're finding a stroller. Like, we were walking around Pike's Place, and Peyton saw apples and like couldn't be fine until we got her an apple, right? So we had to buy her an apple, and then, you know, it's just. It's a lot. And then, you know, they're being hoodlums at breakfast. There's free breakfast every morning at the hotel, and they're running around like crazy there. And it wasn't just our kids. Like, there was all my nieces and nephews were there. And some of them were very helpful, but some of them were crazy as well. It's just, it was a lot. It was an experience, but I won't lie. People that are like, "Oh, I love traveling with my young kids," God bless you. Cause to me, it was, if I had another trip, parts of it would be less stressful now that I've done it, but parts of it would be like, yep, everything I thought was true. It's a lot of work.
So long story short, I've seen and you've seen, we actually have a friend who does this, but I know multiple people who travel with nannies. What you're saying is that's worth every penny.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, it is a lot. And again, we had grandparents and cousins and nieces and nephews there to help out too. And people did help, but also like just, it was tough too, because we had to do things not centered around the kids, cause it was for a wedding. Right. So, you know, if it was a kid centered trip, it would have been probably easier because we would have been doing things that kept them entertained and happy. But when you're taking them to places that aren't designed for them, it becomes a little, Like, we went out to this, like, you know, bar that had, like, a bunch of, like, ping pong and skee ball and fun games and stuff, like, one night. But, like, it's not really designed for young kids, right? And so now the kids are going around acting like psychopaths. But it's like, well, what are you going to do, you know?
Hey, you can't beat it.
No.
But what you just...
Anyways, yeah.
Kelsey, you're going to be listening to this. We're not going anywhere for, like, 4 years.
Yeah, I honestly... You know, like I said, I know people that are like, "Oh, you need to travel with your kids." Like, driving, and again, or if you're doing like a family thing, like if you're going to like Florida for like, you know, like a family vacation, or you're going to like a kid's like water park, okay, I'm all for that. I get that. But taking them with you to like a, non-family centered thing is tough. And not that you can't do it. Not that, you know, and again, there's a reason why people probably, if they can afford it, take a family trip and take a non-kids trip in the same year, because there's pros and cons to both. It's great to spend the time with the family. Don't get me wrong, and do things. But the other hard part too is when your kids are under two, those kids would have been happy anywhere, right? They don't care that we're in Seattle. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to go to Seattle to do the stuff to have fun, you know? So that's the other thing to it.
Hey, I think that's a good place to end it. I got regurgitated tips that we can Google.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Regurgitated was also the wrong word.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, I think it was. I'll end really quick with the dad joke, Brandon. We'll get out of here after I've been rambling about my chaotic trip.
That was one of the best stories in dad jokes history, in my opinion. You might have gotten in trouble at the end, but.
I might have, but it was good. My little brother got married, and I got to do a speech, and the ceremony was a lot of fun.
How was the speech? I know we're going long, but how would you grade your speech?
Honestly, though, I would say the ceremony was better than the speech, because I think I put a little bit, like, I wanted the ceremony to stand above the speech, because I felt like that's more important, if you will. So my speech was good, and I liked my speech. I think it went over well. People said it was really good. You know, and I'm kind of a harsh critic, but I think the ceremony, like, honestly, like, was really, like, I took a lot of time and effort for that. Not that I didn't with the speech, but I was more proud of the ceremony than I was the speech, I guess.
Good job, Gerald.
Yeah. I had a nice sermon in there. So, but yeah, Brandon, you ready for a dad joke?
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Brandon, what do you call a short mother?
I have no idea.
Minimum.
He put way more much time in that speech and that doggone sermon than he did in that joke.
I did. I thought it was funny. Minimum.
It didn't matter what you were going to say. I was going to use that.
But yes, that was that. That was that. But anyways, for anyone out there listening, please, if you haven't already, like us on all our social media stuff. Tell your friends about us. Give us ideas. We love hearing from each and every single one of you guys. If you're a new listener, go back and listen to some old episodes. If you've been listening from the beginning, again, we appreciate you. But until next time, as always, I'm Jerry, joined here by Brandon, and you've been listening to Dad Jokes.